Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a new day, and it is a new month. Yeah, today is the fifth day of this month of April 2022. So it's April 1, the year of our Lord 2022. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. No one knows what today holds but our God. We are excited because we have him. We have him, the one who holds today, the one who holds tomorrow, the one who holds the future. Because we have him, we can face tomorrow. We are excited because he is on our side. And we know greater is he who is on our side than he who is against us. So we are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we thank God for the opportunity. We do not take it for granted. It is a privilege and opportunity that God has given us to be together and to stand on the gap and intercede and pray for each other, encourage each other, and pray for others, and to stand on the gap and intercede for others. So we just thank God. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer for a prayer of agreement. There is power in the prayer of agreement. So we are in agreement. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. And we know, Father God, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your spirit. It is by your grace that we are here. There are some who went to sleep last night and they did not get up. There are some who woke up early this morning to do whatever they want to do and go wherever they wanted to go. But they did not make up. They ran into an accident. They did not make it their destination. But we are here, Father. We are here because of your grace. Your grace that is sufficient. We thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing in your sight. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, whether we have offended you by omission or by submission, we pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord, whether we have offended you by what we have said, our deeds, all that we did not do, what we were supposed to do. We pray, Lord, that you forgive us. You are a forgiving God. You are a merciful God. In the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, this morning that have mercy on us, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, your great tender mercies, Father. Blot out, wash out all our transgressions in the mighty name of Jesus, and cleanse us, Father. Cleanse us with your hyssop. Wash us clean, that will be whiter than snow, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you for restoring us. Yes, the joy of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are such a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, as we say and pray this morning that our Heavenly Father, yes, how, Lord, be thy name. Let your kingdom come, yes, and let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this day our daily bread, Father. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God, our provider. You provide our daily bread. Not only that, you send your only begotten Son, that he came on this earth, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, for you are a giver. In the name of Jesus, that Jesus, you paid a debt that you did not own, and we owed a debt that we could not pay. In the mighty name of Jesus, you paid it on the cross. And now we call you Abba, Father. Yes, we call the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. When we call on you, Father, things change, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, our Heavenly Father, yes, in the name of Jesus, for leading us not into any temptation, but to deliver us from all evil, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy tried to set us up, tried to trap us, but you deliver us, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, that they follow us all the days of our lives. And we have decided, Father, we have decided, yes, to follow you, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. Yes, ever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. Yes, and this is the confidence that we have as we approach you, Father, this morning and forevermore, Father, that when we ask anything according to your will, you hear us, Father. You are a hearing God. Your ears are not heavy that they cannot hear us, Father. Neither your hand is shortened that it cannot reach out and touch each and every one of us. We thank you, Father God, and we know that when you hear us, Father, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked in the name of Jesus, that you dispatch your ministering angels. You dispatch, Father God, your angels to come and minister to us in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father God, this morning. We honor you, Abba, Father, our Heavenly Father. You are our Father, the Father to the fatherless. You are our defender. For the Lord, you are our defense, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the defender of the widows and those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves. We thank you, Lord, for if you are before us, Father, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? We are more than conquerors through you, Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you this morning. We honor you this morning. You are Jehovah Nisse. We lift up your banner this morning, Lord. in the mighty name of Jesus, our everlasting, giver of everlasting life. We lift up your banner in the mighty name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Shalom. Yes, you are the Lord, our peace, the one who gives us peace, Lord. Yes, as you said, Father, in your word, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, Father. You do not give as the world, Father. And you said, not our heart to be troubled. So this morning we are not troubled, Father, regardless of the storms of life, regardless of what is going on, the restlessness of the world, the restlessness of things around us, unstable as they are. We are not troubled, Father. We are not even afraid because we know you are with us, Father. I thank you, Father God, because you said not to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let our request, to let our needs made known to you, Father. That's what we are here, Father, for. And this a platform you have provided for us, Father, on the hour of power, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends you have provided for us, that we gather together in one accord and make our needs known to you, Lord. Yes, the one who gives peace, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that cannot be bought by money. There's peace that cannot be given to anyone. No one can do us a favor and give us that kind of peace, but only you, God, you are the giver of this peace. Thank you, Father God. We honor you as we guard our hearts, Father, and our minds. Yes, through Christ Jesus, our Lord, we honor you. We glorify your name, Jehovah Shammah. Yes, you are Lord, our God, who is always present. Yes, you are forever present, God, the one who said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father. Even if we pass through the waters, Father, the waters will not drown us because you are with us. Even if we pass through the rivers, Father, they will not overflow us because you are with us. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, even if we pass through the fires of life, they will not burn us. Even the smoke of life will not scorch us because you are with us, Father. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, for you are our God, the Holy One of Israel. You are our Savior, our deliverer. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God, our healer, the one who heals all our diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. I thank you, Father God. Emotional sicknesses and mental sicknesses, physical sicknesses, even spiritual attacks, Father, you heal us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what it is. You are our healer, Lord. For Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus, and by your tribes we are healed. So this morning, Father God, we decree and declare total healing for each and every one of us who is under the sound of my voice, who is not feeling well. Receive your bread of healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who are in the sick bed, whether they are at home or they are in hospital, with those who are even on the surgery table right now, open right now, we decree and declare, Father, that let that surgery be a success Father, and healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because these doctors, these specialists, they are practitioners. They practice medicine, but total healing comes from you. You are the healer, Father God. Yes, because when they cut you up, they tell you to lie there, and they will come back after certain hours or after a few days or whatever length of time they put, because they know they can't heal. If they can or if they could, they would have healed. But healing comes from you. You are our healer, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Yes, we thank you, Father God, for healing those who are mentally challenged. I rebuke this spirit of suicide. Yes, the enemy, the devil, who is a thief, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal lives prematurely. Some contemplating suicide. Some have already taken their lives at a young age before they even complete and fulfill their destiny, and put all this potential taken away from us prematurely. We decree and declare life and abundant life. You spirit of suicide, we command you by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, that you have no power, you have no charge. We strangle you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for giving life, yes, and restoring hope to the hopeless, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for lifting their burdens, Father, that they run to you, Lord. They run to you, the lifter of their burdens, Father. For our burdens are lifted on Calvary. Even the singer saying that the burdens are lifted on Calvary. You are the burden lifter, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So that's why we continue to believe and trusting you, Father. Yes, and trusting and believing for salvation, for deliverance of our brothers and sisters out there who do not know you, who are held hostage by the enemy, to break down whatever stronghold that is holding them. Break down every chain, Father, all the addictions that are controlling their minds and controlling their lives and holding them hostage. We believe in, Father God, for 2,200 souls to come to the kingdom this year of 2022. And Father God, we know there is nothing impossible with you, Lord. We call on, Father God, that you soften their hearts. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord. Soften their hearts, that when you stand at the door of their hearts, Father, and you knock, that they let you in. They surrender, Father, to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Father. Yes, that they had their Paul experience. As you met with Paul on the road to Damascus, and he surrendered his life, he addressed you as Lord, because he knew he has got encounter with the Lord of Lords, with the King of Kings, with the Almighty God. So we pray, Father God, let our brothers and sisters have this experience. Some are just prodigal sons, just rebellious. They have run away from home. They have backslidden. We call them back, Father. Let them come back to their senses, Lord, and come to repentance and come back home. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. We thank you, Father God, for you are our provider. Yes, I pray, Father God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, the God, our provider, the one who provides for us, Lord. You have already provided the sacrificial lamb. Yes, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And you provide for each and everyone. You know our needs, Father. Some, they need a financial boost, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some, they need a relationship boost, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So you provide for us, Father, because you supply all our needs, regardless of what it is, all our needs in all areas of our lives. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to believe in you, Lord, and trusting you, Father, living in this darkened world, Father, this restlessness world, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you come to our rescue. You are our sustainer, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for trusting you, for we trust you, Father, for some trusting chariots, some in horses, yes, some even trust their finances, some trust their family names, and some trust whatever they want to trust, their political affiliation. But we trust you, Lord. Yes, we remember the name of the Lord, our God, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father God, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Lord, as we decree and declare Psalm 91. Yes, that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High, yes, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, and we say you are our Lord. You are our refuge. You are our fortress, Lord. You are our God, and we trust you. Thank you, Father God, for securing us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you deliver us, Father, out of the snare of the fowler, Father, that none of us can be harmed, Father. Even the arrows and the terror that comes by night, they cannot even get to us. Even those that come by day, they cannot get to us. Even if 1,000 can come on our side, Father, and 10,000 on our right hand, none of them can come near us, Lord, because you defend us. You are on us, Father. You are our sustainer in the mighty name of Jesus. I praise you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus, for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just pray our children in the schools, Father. I heard last night that there was a school shooting here in the Charleston area, and I don't know what is going on in other areas, Father. I just pray for our children, our education system, the educators, the students, the parents, and all those who are involved in the education of our children, the counselors, the administrators, Lord. Yes, even the school bus drivers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for their protection, Father. I just pray, Father God, for the parents, Father, that they do what is right, and if they have these weapons, Father God, whether they are licensed or not, that they are good caretakers and protect and put these weapons on a safe place, that these children cannot reach, Father. It's a middle school child, and taking a gun to school and shoot other students. I just come against this spirit of anger and frustration of not self-control in the name of Jesus, that people do not know how to deal with their anger, even at such a young age, to think of taking another person's life. I pray, Father God, that you comfort the families that have been affected, those who are hurt, who are still in the hospitals, and some they are emotionally now unstable or whatever is going on, and the parents of the child, I heard there are two who died, just to protect and comfort them, Father, as they try to make sense of these senseless things that just happened. I pray, Father, for protection of the schools all nationwide, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father God. We bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, that our children will have a good
safe learning environment, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the educators have this good environment to educate the children in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. So we pray, Father God, for the lawmakers, Father. Yes, our legislative president and vice president and their cabinet, Father, and all those in positions of authority, whether they are local or they are statewide or national wide and international, that they come up with laws and rules and ideas that sustain and protect all people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will not be power-driven and money-driven. They don't care about people's lives, but the Father God, soften their hearts, give them a heart of flesh, that they have compassion over people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning as we pray, Father God, even for the stability of the Eastern Europe, Father, this war going on between Russia and Ukraine, and it's spilling over worldwide now. Economically, Father, and also emotionally, Lord. Because everywhere we turn, Father, whatever means of, or whether it's a radio or television, it doesn't matter whether we go online, it's all about it, and it's getting depressing, Father. So we pray, Father God, that people need good news. That's why we continue to stand on the gap, Father, and intercede that you heal our land, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the church, the body of Christ, to wake up this sleeping giant, because we are the spreader of the good news. People are yelling and hungry for good news. So we stand, Father God, wherever we are, in our neighborhoods, starting with our families, Father, wherever we go and spread the good news, because people are tired of bad news, but we have the good news, because Jesus says Jesus is the Savior. He is the burden lifter. He is the healer. He is everything. Yes, he is the great I am. So we spread the good news that he is an able God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Good morning again, everybody. We just thank God for this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, friends. This circle of friends, this platform the Lord has provided for us to gather together in one accord. So before we open the line, I just want to share really quick what has been burning on my heart. And we know today is our day 3 of fasting and praying. And I would like to encourage each and every one of us, whether you have done a day or you have not started, it's never too late. You can join us today. And this is just when we are on one accord and doing the same thing at the same time, when we are in agreement. But you can always fast as much as you want, whenever you want, as when the Holy Spirit, as much as he leads you. But this one is in agreement, and our theme is to stay positive in a negative world. Boy, don't we know it is negative everywhere you turn, is negative. But we thank God because we have the word which is light unto our feet, and we have the word which is life, which gives life. So we just thank God because we have the light, and we have to share. We have to share with the world. We just pray that God gives us wisdom and that he renew our minds, that when we encounter or find ourselves in the middle of people talking negative or talking about darkness, we bring light because we are the light of the world. The word says the world, and it needs some seasoning so that we do not get entangled and get wiped out and get, you know, participate in this negative talking, but we got to bring some positivity as we participate, bring some light, bring some hope. Yes, is the word said, you know, for us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and as we participate. So I just want to encourage you, if you were not aware, we feel fasting today is our day 3. Amen. And our scripture of the week, which is also going with our fast, is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think of these things. And when you go on verse 9 on the same book, Philippians 4:8, it says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So we learn from Jesus. We, those things we have heard, those things we have learned, those things we have received, and we need to do. And which leads us, as we have been encouraged, this week has been a very good week. Likewise, I mean, I am so excited because God always, you think we have hit the climax, he keep on going higher and higher. I mean, because his word is new every morning, it's new every day. So moving us from glory to glory, we are not going backwards. So if you have missed any of the days this week, I will encourage you to call in and listen in. You will not be disappointed. So there are things we have heard and things we have received and things we have learned and we need to do. We have been encouraged every day and every time. We are always being pointed to the Word, to stay in the Word, to invest time in God's Word and invest time in reading the Word. And the good part of the Word of God is new every morning. You think, oh, this is the scripture or the chapter I read a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago or maybe even 2 years ago or whatever length of time. When you read it, he will give us new revelation, new. It just sounds fresh and sweeter and new. It's like, oh, I didn't see this verse when I read last time. Did I skip it? Because it's just so refreshing, so new. So we continue to encourage each other to read the Word of God. So as we stay on our topic, to stay positive in a negative world, I would like for us to share the book of 1 Timothy. I might have talked with one or two people here. I don't remember. I know I spoke with someone and we did talk about this book and it just kept this scripture and it just stayed with me all week long. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 to 16. But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession
in the presence of many witnesses, in the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appealing our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in an approachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to whom be honor and mighty forever. Amen. Amen. And I was reading from the New International Version. So you might have had a different version there. And on the same, let's see. As we stay positive in this negative world, we know that it is a war. We are in war, and it is a spiritual warfare, because it is easy for us to just slide in and participate and do the easy way, which is to just flow with the flow. But we do not just flow with the flow unless if it is the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, what we do is staying positive, because the negative is coming against us. This is war. We need to fight a good fight of faith. And as I said earlier in Romans 12, that we do not get to be confirmed in this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, because it is a mind battle. And for it is also a decision. We talked about this last week. It's a decision you have to make. No one can make that decision for you, to choose to stay positive in a negative world. Everything we do in life is based on decision making. Whether you say you decide, even not making a decision is making a decision. If you do not act upon anything and just be there, it's making a decision. You have decided not to pick a side, but for someone to pick it for you. So we are choosing to be positive. We are choosing to do good. There are countless times and countless examples when you read the word where men and women made decisions. It takes us all the way back from Adam and Eve. They made a decision. Abraham and Sarah, they made a decision. And all the prophets and apostles and people in between, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel, and everybody, the tribes, all the way to the Jesus disciples and to the New Testament, the New Church, everybody made a decision. You and I, we make a decision. Where we are right now, we have made a decision whether to obey or to disobey. It doesn't matter, but we make a decision. That part of life, that part of us, God gave it to us. As he even said in his word, look, this day I put before you life or death. I put before you, good or bad. Choose what you want. He does not violate us. As mighty as our God is, as powerful as he is, he gives us an opportunity. He gives us to make a decision, to choose what we want, whether to obey or not to obey, I am just reminded, I want to stay a little bit longer in the book of Ruth.
Ruth, the book of Ruth, chapter 1, I believe that's where it is. In the book of Ruth, we know the story. There is this woman, Naomi, and her husband, Elimelech. They came from Israel because at this time there was hunger in Israel. It was time of famine. But then they heard that over there in Moab, they have abundance. Things are going on. So they cross the borders. And we can see it everywhere. When you go, even in Africa, you see people crossing borders. When there was famine and there was war in Zimbabwe, people started leaving Zimbabwe, going to the neighboring countries. Some went to South Africa, some went to Zambia, some went to Mozambique, some went to Malawi, some went to Botswana, some even crossed the seas. They came here in the States, in the European countries, and everywhere else, looking for a place where there is peace, where there is food. Even in our neighboring countries right here, you can see what is going on in Mexico, what is going on in Guatemala, what is going on in these Southern American countries, and people are crossing borders. Some, they are even tempting, they are risking their lives to do it illegally because what they are running away from is even tougher than where they are going. They are taking chances that if I'm going to be arrested, or at least I am trying to save me and my family. So they made a decision. So with this, Naomi and Elimelech, they took their two sons. They had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. You can go to the book of Ruth and read. It's a short book. You can read, but it's interesting. It's so loaded with information. And they left. They took their family and went to Moab. And Moab is that tribe that was created, or that was birthed through Noah and his daughters. Remember, Noah's daughters, they are one of the daughters abused their father and slept with his father and birthed a son and created this tribe, the Moabites. And at one point, they even fought with the Israelites. They even had a war one to another. But where I would like us to focus, talking about decision-making and choosing to stay positive in a negative world, is you see when Naomi and her husband and her family left, they went to this country. And the Bible says when they were in this country, my Naomi, their sons get married. One married, the girl was Ruth, and the other one was Orpah. And the Bible said while they were there, the husband, Naomi's husband died. And shortly after their death, they were still in time of grief and still mourning. And then news came to Naomi, and she heard that there is now food in Israel, where you left. Things are going well now. So she decided, she said, you know what, I am going home. So she took her two sons. I am just paraphrasing here. So she sat down with her two sons, and she told them that now I am going to go back home. So you go to your families. Look, you are still young. You can get married. I am old. Even if I find somebody, by the time I find that person and have a child, if ever I can, and that child to grow and take one of you to be a wife, when is that? You are still young. You stay, go to your families, and I am going back. And the Bible says, when she said that to her daughters, one of the daughters, Orpah, said, okay, thank you. She hugged his mother-in-law, and she went away. But Ruth made a decision. because of the time she spent with Naomi and Elimelech, she saw something. She heard something. That's the word saw, as we read in the book of Philippians on the verse 9 of it, that those things which you both have learned, received, heard, and seen, do. So Ruth made a decision and said, I like what I saw. I like what I have learned. I like what I have heard from this woman. And I am making a decision. The Bible said, Ruth said, oh no, I am not going. I am staying. I am not leaving you. Wherever you go, I will go with you. Wherever you stay, I will stay with you. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. That's a decision. This offer was put on Ruth and Orpah. Orpah chose to go back home to her Moabite lifestyle. Ruth said, no, I like what I have seen. I like what I have received. I like what I have heard. And that takes us right back to Romans, where we just talked about, I'm still paraphrasing, where it says, we do not need to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. At all this time, Orpah didn't get a renewal of mind. She still was attached to her old lifestyle, but Ruth made a decision, and she had an opportunity of growth, and she liked what she had seen. So right here before us, we all read the word of God. We all sit and listen to this teaching, to this encouragement at our places of worship, right here at this circle of friends. At this hour in the morning, we are learning a lot. We are receiving a lot. We are hearing a lot. But are we doing it? We have to make a decision. And Ruth made a decision. He made a choice. As the word of God says, I put before you this day life or death, good or evil. Choose what you want. Even Joshua, when you read the book of Joshua chapter 24, it says, today I and my house, we choose this day whom we want to serve. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We choose to serve the Lord. That's to choose to do positive. It's a choice. It's a decision you have to make in your mind, in your head, that that's what you want to do. And we as Christians, we as believers, we are getting the word of God. We are learning the word of God. We are hearing the word of God. We are seeing signs and wonders, miracles. Just to wake up this morning, it is a miracle. Somebody might think, oh, it's just a happen. No, it's God's grace. It is miracle. Just imagine what happened when you are asleep, when your eyes are shut, your members of your body are all settled and still. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. I have heard so many people saying that somebody broke in their house and stole a TV or stole some jewelry or whatever, but they didn't hear them because they were asleep. But we know God is our keeper. So it is a miracle. But what I am emphasizing and encouraging us, let us choose life. Let us choose positive. Let us not be entangled, be conformed to this world. Because there is nothing good coming out of this world. Worldly things. Although we are in this world, but we do not belong to this world. We are governed by the word of God. And I have one more scripture before we open the line that I want to share with us. And you can write that down as well, which is 1 Peter chapter 4, just two verses. But I will encourage you to read the whole chapter. It is another scripture that is loaded as well. I mean, the whole book, I mean, Genesis to Revelation, you can spend time there. So 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 to 11. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. That's another scripture encouraging us that as every man has received a gift, we all have gifts. Nobody can say, I do not have a gift. God has given us a gift. If you don't know it, ask God. He is the giver of wisdom. The Bible says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And when you ask God, he gives without withholding. It's just a matter of not knowing what it is or just ignoring what it is. But everyone, God has given us a measure of gifts, a measure of grace, a measure of love, a measure of wisdom. So God has given us something we need to do. And the Bible here is encouraging us. The word of God is encouraging that every man has received a gift. Even so, minister the same one to another. What we have, that's why iron sharpens iron. I mean, like right here, that's why sometimes if I come late or miss, I have to dial in and listen because I just feel like I am missing something. There is a measure of ministry. There is a measure of gift as diverse as we are. Everyone, Monday through Friday, everyone shares in a different dynamic way that just touches us in a different way, but it complements each other. It's like not out of order. It is so in order and so in complementary of each other that it helps us. Bible says everyone has received a gift. Even so, minister the same one to another. This gift is not for you and I to keep to ourselves. It is for us to share. I like what Sister Marie always say, encouraging people. Give it a week, give it 2 weeks, and even, you know, just to show up and share. And she always gives people the opportunity to minister in song. And that's good. So that we all share our gifts and those songs. I mean, these past 2 weeks, they were bringing memories, old songs that I had forgotten. And I'm like, oh, God. And I remember one of the songs, you know, when Pastor Darlene sang, coming down, 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 coming down. The glory of the Lord is coming down. It just reminded me my tent days. I used to travel with a tent and we minister and evangelizing, going from place to place, town to town. And that was our team song, the glory of the Lord is coming down. So when the saints get together in one accord, like what we are doing, his glory comes down. I don't know about you. If you are not feeling it, I feel it through the airways. I feel it every morning. And the Bible is encouraging us that we share these gifts and minister one to another as good stewards of the word of God. And as we speak We speak as the oracles of God. We speak the word. So the bottom line is, in order for us to be positive in such a negative world, we have to make a decision. We have to choose life. If you look back in the story of Ruth, you know, when you look back, she end up, you know, getting married to Boaz. And if you look in that family tree, that's where she and Boaz had a son. His name was Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David, which David, the lineage of Jesus Christ. So our God is not a respecter of any person, but he is a respecter of faith and obedience. When you use faith, when you obey his word, he respects that. He is not a respecter of any person, and he will do for the other. So we can see now Ruth is coming from that tribe of Moab, an unclean or not a good way when she, you know, the bloodline. But with the blood of Jesus, we can cut down whatever generational curses, whatever is in the bloodline that is not godly, it can be cut off by the blood of Jesus. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to go before the Lord, and we're just going to praise him and thank him, and anything and everything that the Lord has done for us, for his word, and that his word will not return to him void, but that it will accomplish what he has assigned it to do. So the lines are open, and we're going to go before the Lord, and we're going to call unto the Lord and just to praise him. You know, whatever it is that is on your heart, and just to praise him, whatever it is, we stay positive in this negative world. We stay positive in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, my God. I thank you, Lord, that I have not yet confirmed in this world. But I get my mind transformed by your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I will be able, Father, to take those things that I have learned,
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I thank you, Father God, there is nothing impossible with you. Yes, you parted the Red Sea. You parted them and made where there is no way. Yes, you gave them water out of a rock, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, my Father. I thank you, my Redeemer. Yes, yes, Jesus. Yes, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, you are the ancient of days. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, there is no one like you.
Thank you, glory
to you. The great I am. I glorify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We glorify your name, Father God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For you are building a people of power, Lord. You are making a people of praise right now.
Yes,
that we move in this land by your Spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I honor you, Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Strong and mighty.
So we thank Pastor Scholastica for leading us today for the prayer and for the word today. And we will continue to be positive in a negative world. No matter what is going on, we will keep our eyes on the Lord, because we know that the Lord God is our strength, and with joy we draw water from the wells of salvation. So this morning I do cover and seal all prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister of Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it. It will not pass in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we have been given power to get wealth, and the Lord is putting us in a wealthy place spiritually, first of all, and then naturally, as we seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. All the things will be added unto us in Jesus' name. I decree we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we resist the devil, and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I decree this morning that wickedness in high places is destroyed, and the showers of blessings are upon our lives daily. In the name of Jesus, I thank you all for being here. Thank you for what you have done throughout this week, each and every one in your rightful place, all the positiveness that we're receiving here, all the blessings, even the trials that we go through. We have the power the anointing to destroy yokes and bondages. And Jesus said in his word that he gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by an enemy hurt us. So thank you that you will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I love each and every one of you, and thank you for loving me back. We will continue to love one another. Love those who are hard to love, because that's what God would have us to do. Have a beautiful rest of the day and an awesome weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number, 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.